This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
I wanted to know if any of your guests use their bicycles to go to and from work, and then I could hang up and listen to the answer.
Holy cannolis.
Wow.
And people wonder why we're reluctant to take phone calls. You know, I mean, the callers have actually been getting better recently. Hopefully it's not anybody who's too stupid or abusive. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you? Good evening.
Okay.
I've been an avid cycler for most of my life. And I remember when I was a kid during the Koch administration, they tried implementing bicycle paths.
Oh?
So the Koch administration had the political will to do something like this.
Well, that was Ed Koch. It was a dynamic personality.
Yeah.
And it wasn't him alone, because he did have Councilman Robert Spiewak as an ally for you guys. And I'll never forget this as long as I live. He had a nice German-made unicycle that he actually rode around the council chambers.
Wow. Indeed. My goodness.
He rode his unicycle around yelling, "I have bloody stools." And then he farted.
Well, the part of it is true.
Wow, the Koch did put in this infrastructure?
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe another caller can shed some more light on this situation. You're on the air.
Hi, I just want to follow up that caller who was a little obnoxious, but it's true that under Koch they did put those lanes in.
What about the unicycle in the city council?
That's, I don't know anything about that.
I think that's his fevered imagination.
Yeah,
he started out pretty good.
And then the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hold on a second.
The hell are we playing?
Where's wrong cut?
Where's Billy Bush? Hey, who's going to win? Who's going to win the part? Who's going to play? Who's going to be Greece?
Yeah. I did that on purpose, Mike. Really, I did because
hey guys,
we have a brand new hit record.
Good.
I really don't know if it's good enough to use as the opening of a show type song. I'm not even really sure of the artist. Just one of those things. Stars of Tomorrow Today that came across our desk and the golden ear says yes.
Give me strength to fight temptation. Lord, lead me to your salvation.
I don't often stop down to play something new.
Right.
It's plain as day.
Give this a ditty a chance.
You shall not lay, Lord, you are my strength. Fill me with your love. Help me fight these feelings. And help me rise above. Lord, help them hear me and make clear my voice.
What do you think of it so far?
So far, sounds very open-minded.
I love the Christian rock.
Just wait.
Because being gay is nothing but a joy.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
Oh, man.
Oh, dear. What happened to that open mind?
I believe
the door just closed.
I didn't know if...
Is this a legitimate record or...
There's the door.
Like one of those Christian groups? Is that what that
God
is?
God hates fags.
Oh, wow.
God hates fags. If you're a fag, he hates you, too.
Such a pretty little melody.
Kind of Bruce Hornsby-ish.
Very much so, yeah.
Yep. That is, from YouTube?
It's its own website. Isn't that the theme to Grey's Anatomy?
Oh, Jesus.
Starting this week, yes.
Oh, it just restarted. Okay, well, we'll come back to that later. You know, that might
be... Is that a guy or a gal singing that?
That was a guy, Mike.
A manly man.
I was a totally 100% heterosexual man.
Sounds like he might have some issues.
On another day, that might be funny.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking about Barbaro today.
The Don and Mike Show.
We all are.
Nothing funny about that, Jackson.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
What do you think, Larry?
Boring.
Okay.
Reject a woman and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind. Also weak arms. Terrible.
I know. Where's Big Ed? Oh, here he is.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, he
here's Don and Mike.
Thanks, Ed.
Howdy, what's happening, y'all, you tools out there? Don and Mike show. And it's a stinking Tuesday. Our phone number is 877-365-3636. Well, the kids are calling right now and saying that is wicked. That the hit song God Hates Fags is wicked.
Wicked.
Post request.
It's wicked good.
Wicked good. Very New England expression.
The Don and Mike pick the click. Yeah, we're going to have to start with Barbaro here.
Don, can I be the very first one on the show to say thank you, Barbaro? Jesus.
You know, this type of crap wasn't doled out when Gerald Ford died.
No.
Wasn't doled out, as far as I can tell. Who's the last really great person that died?
James Brown.
Mike, I said great. And plus, keeping it robbed to him. How about the Pope? Everybody think that he was a good man?
Yeah.
Just a man, flesh and bone?
That's right. Pope John Paul.
When he croaked?
Pretty big deal.
You didn't read stuff like you're reading about this stupid future hamburger.
The tribute. It amazed me today. And with, you know, I don't want to get too heavy, but if you had, you know, you how many people that have lost their lives in the war, and you Mike, just see something like this, and it's just, it pisses me off.
Yeah. Give me a moment, because that is addressed in the many, many editorials
that have been
posted in newspapers across America.
Sally Jenkins of the Washington Post. Fight me.
Just the tip of the iceberg.
God.
We can do all of that in uno momento. Today's entire show dedicated to Barbaro.
And not even a dog. I'm sorry, but not even an animal that can really communicate with
horse.
You.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you guys are awesome, man. I love the God Hates Fags thing.
I told you, all the kids are calling and saying it's a wicked hit.
Who is that by?
That is by Clay Aiken.
Of course.
Okay, bye. Bye, dude. Bye.
We're not going to get into the details as to why he liked it or grill him right now.
We don't need to. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
I think it could be considered the first in celebrity death list. We have to pick two more. I think Larry King would be on the top of my list for the next one.
Boring.
Maybe Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis, the puppeteer?
Or Jerry Lewis, the telethon guy?
Both.
With a horse?
Isn't Sherry Lewis gone?
I believe she is.
Sherry Lewis is already passed.
Right. All right, hold on. Let me turn off this Grateful Dead. Like all of their songs, it just like it never ends.
It's one big jam.
Okay, here we go.
Big pothead jam.
Although I did like that video when that was out. Isn't that the one that had all the skeletons playing?
I believe that's right. It, yes.
Yeah, gotcha.
Kind of prophetic.
Also, please remind me at some point. Oh, and hey, feeling better. That stuff that starts with a Z really does help if you feel... If you feel a
Zycam?
Cold, if you feel a cold coming on as I did yesterday,
right.
Yeah, go home, take some of that stuff.
You got any with you?
No, I don't, Mike.
Okay.
No, I don't. Sure. But I'm fresh to kiss today.
Oh, really?
I don't think I got any germs. I think it was knocked right out, and I have already brushed my teeth 3 times today.
Wow. And last night, I fell asleep.
Oh, no.
Shock.
I didn't brush my teeth.
Shock.
I did.
I didn't.
Shock.
No, I'm not saying I fell asleep. It was a conscious decision not to.
Oh,
you know, it was 11-ish. The local news was lulling me to sleep. I was in my underwear, in bed, after a lovely evening of TV watching, and I just said to myself,
just
no.
Couldn't make it on time.
I just couldn't. I said, why? Why am I going to do this?
Well, it's only a dental future, Mike. Anyway, that stuff with the Z, what's the name of it, Robbie?
Isn't it Zycam?
I think so.
I just said that. I just said Zycam.
Yeah, but yesterday, at some point yesterday in the show.
Is he more medically sound than I am? I mean, I just got
remembers
my,
things better
my,
than
my
you
whole,
do.
I got my whole physical. You
is
know?
He a sponge or is he not a sponge?
He is a sponge.
Yesterday we were
He's
having
a sponge for every hate group in America.
We were having a discussion about what the product might be, and I believe I said, like, Zycam or... And then you said Zoloft.
I never said Zoloft.
Zyrtec and Zyban. We talked about a lot of the...
I said Zithromax.
You came up with something yesterday.
At the end, I might have said Zycam.
Anyway.
Because I have Zycam.
Stuff works.
I've got the Zycam allergy spray.
Stuff really works. You just put it on your tongue, dissolve, and boom, boom, you're good to go.
Wow.
You are absolutely good to go.
Wonderful.
As a matter of fact, I have Zycam in my car.
Tell you something about... that you're just showing off now because you have that German car.
No, I don't have the German car.
Zycam. I thought that was something that came with the German car.
I think that's an American product.
Comes with Zycam. I was just trying to goof on your car.
Well, no, but I don't. I think I might have Zycam in both cars, as a matter of fact.
Well, then run out and take it.
Well, I don't need it now.
Does your car ever get sick?
My car never gets sick.
It's because you have Zycam in it.
No. It never gets sick, Rob. Thank you, though. The car doesn't have the sniffles.
I have that OnStar thing
yes.
in my car where it emails me. What are you applauding about that for?
That's a great product.
He's wound up today. He really is wound up. I signed up for this thing that ended up being a pain in the ass where it says it'll send you a diagnostic check
right
through your email machine.
Uh-huh.
And it's great, except I keep getting emails saying, from your car.
Right. Yeah, that's cool.
And really after the first one that said you need to change your oil in like 20,000 miles, beyond that, it's pretty much just a message from your car.
That's right. Neat.
Yeah, but it's worthless information.
So it doesn't tell you anything of any value? It doesn't give you, like, the levels or anything like that?
I don't know how my spam filter is going to deal with it because I put a couple of them under the spam.
Okay.
You know, they all come from OnStar. The one that said change your oil in 20,000 miles, I kept right. that. But the one after that said...
Do you get
like,
them in your bulk folder?
Yes. It was like, hey, a message from your car. Hi, how are you? Have you thought about the other new options that are available?
If anybody sends me anything that goes to my bulk folder that's of any value, it's not going to be seen. Because
right.
all I do is delete that. And right. I went 2 days last week and had 174
yep.
messages in my bulk folder. And I wish I knew how to fight that. You know, I've got all the security on there, but I don't know how to fight that.
No, it makes me feel important. Like, some people have a MySpace page and they're proud that they have like 1,000 people. I like going to my junk email and say, wow, look at that. 3,000 messages.
Do you ever take a peek at some of the... people that are sending you those messages, though, like
the headers.
Some of mine are like Juanita would like you.
Yeah,
yeah.
The headers, if you'll pardon the pun with head, that's pretty much what they're all about, baby.
I get a lot of stock advice too. Do you get that? Where
yes.
they give you
yes.
like a they give you a symbol of right. what stock to buy,
a stock tip,
and
yeah.
it has a totally unrelated message. Like they'll say, Kurt, cherry tree, and then you'll open it up and it's a must buy. This HTMX stock. Right now because its value is so low, and it's penny stocks
right.
mostly.
Yes, right.
It's terrifying. I don't know what you'd do if you bought them.
I don't get that. Maybe you get that because you go on stock sites. I get the ones, like you say, that say, like, you know, you have a message from Christy.
Yeah, a lot of that.
Christy says, let's have hot naked love together.
Yeah, get those two.
A lot of that stuff.
I hate it.
You can be bigger.
I get that.
Yeah,
get oh, and I get tremendous offers for Viagra,
of course.
For Viagra.
Of course, from Canada.
Okay, time out. Before we get to Barbaro, about 24, last night, and this is not me saying something that I think is going to put us on the cusp of pop culture.
Okay.
Remember I told you last year that American Idol, I wasn't going to watch it because I really thought America was getting burned out on it?
I hope you're going to say what you're going to say.
I was wrong about it.
Me too.
I am just me personally, I am starting to burn
yes!
on 24.
Look at this. We're all the same.
Yeah, we are on
it
the same page.
It sucked last
and
night.
Here's
it
what
sucked
it is.
Last week. Yeah.
Here's what it is. I need me more action, I guess, on
yes.
24.
I
need to have the characters that I care about. I don't care about the British guy.
Right.
I don't care about the tall guy with the, like, almost deformed-looking face.
Yes.
Who are these people?
The caveman-type guy.
I mean, the only real drama was a sub-sub-sub-subplot. And that didn't carry. That was between the Homeland Security and the other, and the little nerd guy.
I mean, now keep in mind, through the entire run of 24, there have been times where there are episodes, I understand, where not a lot happens.
Well, this is 2 weeks in a row.
And you gotta build and you wait for something to happen. And I know the mushroom cloud exploded 2 weeks ago.
Right.
It's
fresh.
It's just, I was watching it last night, and I said to Janet, this is a telltale sign. At one point, at about 9:30, we paused it
for a second.
To go get a beverage or whatever,
uh-huh.
came back, and it was like we sat down and started talking and realized we were talking for so long that the TV started to move on without us.
Right.
And it was at that point I said, oh, crap, we forgot to watch the last half hour. I mean, so we backed
wow.
it up and watched it, but that's
it was
how...
terrible, and the second half hour was worse than the first.
Listen, I'm sure a lot of you guys really still like the show. You're still into it. I will still watch it. I just think that the bloom... is off the rose.
It's amazingly,
at least for me.
It's amazing. I could not agree with you more, and it's amazingly disappointing when you're looking forward to a show like that because it's Monday night.
Right.
And who doesn't like to have something Monday night that, you know, Monday night, it's great having a TV show.
Right.
And I said to Carla, we're getting ready to watch. I said, okay, 24 is coming on. And she goes, Yeah. I said, what? What? Wow. And she didn't
want
to have
anything to do with
it. Show's not
made for her, though, anyway, Mike.
No.
Show's made for us.
It's a guy's show. It's a guy's show. But it's like, it's frustrating to have it just flatline so quickly. And but I guess, were we kind of behind the curve on this because the ratings were crappy the first week?
No, hold on.
Right.
The ratings, while they are, that is a huge overstatement to say the ratings are crappy. I mean, the Golden Globes had like 20 million and 24 had like 17 or 18 million
viewers. I guess
viewers.
I did overstate it, but when it's beaten by an award show, that should have been a telltale.
That could
sign.
Have been an anomaly, just a wobble. Yes, boy.
I find it interesting that you're starting to dislike the show just as you cut back on your drinking.
Okay, see, I knew what you were going to say would be worthless. Thank
no,
you.
No, I drank a lot last night.
I
thought it was great.
I was drinking last night. I was drinking last night.
Didn't help.
Not enough to help. Not enough
drink
to help.
More. Please drink more.
That's why we paused it. At 9:30, paused it to go out and make a second tasty beverage.
Season six, right? We're in the sixth year of this.
Now, it could turn around, too. I mean, it could start to get a little
here's the thing.
More. And I don't like the president. I don't like the president. I really don't.
It may turn around, but I don't think I'm going to watch it as feverishly as I have. I don't like the creep from Ally McBeal, who is the president's boy.
Peter McNichol. I disagree with you. I like him.
He's strong.
I think he's a good actor.
But don't you remember him from Ally McBeal?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's not, he doesn't certainly, he's not a true central
and
character.
And I'm sorry, Fahid, you're no whoever the guy was last time.
Fayed.
No, Fayed.
Fayed.
I'm talking to the main bad guy.
The British guy, doesn't he have an Arab name too? He looks Arab. The British guy that works at CTU looks like an Arab guy.
Yes, he does. I agree.
Anyway, well, if y'all felt that way, I'm glad I was first of the race today because we didn't discuss that before the show.
And you know what? You want one dramatic moment in the show that they could have improved on. When the guy is in the detainment center and he gets beaten, he should have been killed. He should have been killed.
Yeah.
But the fact is they lean over him and he goes, I'm all right.
Yeah.
That just immediately takes off. 24 is known for, the peripheral characters getting bumped off every week.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And no Edgar. We don't have anything to really make fun of this year.
Right.
And there's just too much Chloe. Chloe
is like a serious character.
But make her the Chloe that she used to be.
Yes, please.
The borderline tarred Chloe.
More of that.
Don't pan her up and try to make me believe that there are two guys working in our counterterrorism unit that are both hot for her.
Yeah, and they both don't look like they belong anywhere near counterterrorism.
And I'm sorry, but I just, I can't relate to the woman that was profiled.
Yeah.
I can't relate.
I understand.
I'm sorry. I can't relate. So you don't get access. Well, are you a Muslim? If you're a Muslim, well, then you can't get clearance.
I'd like to see a little more of our profiled friend. She's the only thing that's easy on the eye.
I think we will. John's theory is that she's evil. That would be the next development.
Well, that's it, too.
They better hurry up fast with it because I'm rapidly losing interest.
And the father, I'm sorry, he's Babe's father.
Yeah.
He's the pig's father.
Right.
Correctamundo. And Mike?
Yes.
The other thing that I had to tell you about television?
Yes.
Your favorite show of all time?
Gone. Bye-bye.
Armed and Famous. Gone.
See you later.
Canceled.
I predicted. As I predicted early on, I said that show,
I'm surprised.
That show sucked, and I predicted a hasty demise.
We'll do another episode of Mike Rewrites History.
I thought it'd be around.
All right, so you know that. So we're agreed on 24. Now let's talk about the horse that's dead. The dead horse.
I've never seen anything like this.
I know.
Here we go. Now, you would think we're talking about someone that we all knew, that we all loved, that we all respected, that as a nation we all felt for.
We mourn.
This is an animal that flies around his ass and had like an 80-pound guy that jumped on top of him and beat him with a whip to make him run as fast as he could so some fat ass drinking a mint julep can make a few million more dollars. And all they wanted to do with this animal, with this beloved animal, was then take his gigantic horse penis and take his horse semen and make faster little horses.
So they could make more money.
Right.
And then after that, it's either hamburger, he'd be part of a Big Mac, he'd be part of Elmer's Glue, or he'd be at a carnival somewhere.
Right.
Kids'
rides.
They'd whore him out the rest of his life.
Limping around a carnival.
Barbaro.
I don't understand this. I'm trying to.
It's amazing, isn't it?
But I don't get it.
People love animals.
I do get it. Here's what I think. I think it because you know how the media works in this country now. The coverage begets coverage, yep. begets coverage.
Right.
And then people see it in the media, so they feel that they need to respond to it and lay flowers down on a horse fence.
Here we go.
Jesus.
ESPN.com. Barbaro's death is not for the sports pages. It goes on page one. People who haven't been to a horse race in their lives feel undone by this loss. The loss of Barbaro's life is unsettling for two reasons. One, we got to know the horse. We saw him, and this is on ESPN.com.
I know.
But it's not true.
We saw him blast through the starting gate, shake off that violent encounter, and start running as best as he was able again.
That's right.
We saw him wobble from a barn with casts on both right side legs. We saw the limp. We saw his appetite, his bright eyes. We saw what was left of the one hoof. It looked like a peg. Another reason the loss feels so heavy is because we've had animals. Few animals are cowards. Some are born sneaky. But not even chickens are a chicken. Hold on. It goes on and on.
Who wrote this?
The accolades.
That's
pouring
from,
in.
That's from ESPN.com.
Wow.
Here is one from the Baltimore Sun.
Ah.
Barbaro, 2003/2007. A life too short.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, Barbaro, the horse that won the 2006 Kentucky Derby, was euthanized. He was fine for a month until he developed complications. Finally, this past week, the problems came back as bad as ever. Barbaro was in so much pain he had to be put to sleep. We mourn his loss as we would mourn the loss of a family member.
Oh, my God.
Well, come on.
Hold
please.
On. Hold on. I'm just reading you parts of these.
Good
and
God.
As you mentioned tonight from today, Mike, from today's Washington Post. In diagnosing the public's unreasoning love for Barbaro, maybe it comes down to the fact he never lied to us. That's the first line.
Is that Sally Jenkins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Human nature seems like that's a sorry...
That's the one where I threw my orange juice across the kitchen.
Wasteful thing compared to that horse.
He never lied to us. He couldn't. He's a horse!
He doesn't talk.
His survival seemed like one good thing. A balm for foreign wars.
Yeah, right.
Domestic deceit. And the bimbo cocktail party circuit. Ruthless wealth swappage and cross-entouraging that we... lately called American
Sally,
culture.
Sally, get a grip.
Keep in mind, she's talking about a horse, okay?
Yes, a horse
who makes dumps bigger than her left leg, and she next writes, Barbaro was an honest, blameless competitor. Our ridiculously soft feeling for him was based partly on that fact. Unlike so many people in sports, he was not felonious or neurotic. No, he only ate other animals' poop.
He's an animal. He never lied to us because he can't.
That's right.
If you train them, they can maybe, like, stomp their hoof. And even Mr. Ed, they did that with special effects back then.
I know.
And Hot to Trot, another fantastic film with Bobcat Goldthwait.
He let us place burdens on him. Whether a saddle, a bet, or a leg brace. And he carried them willingly. Even jauntily. Like he had a clue.
Right. No
like clue. He had a choice. He said, yeah, put the saddle right up here. I'm going to give it my best shot with his little horse lips moving.
Because that's what he wanted. When God invented him, he said, I want to be a horse, and I eventually want to have a 90-pound man just climb on top of me and beat the crap out of me to make me run fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to see a good horse story, you get those helicopters flying out where they run wild.
Right.
No.
This is crap. Right.
Flicka. That's a horse story, okay?
Right. It's a good. I saw that. I took my kids to see it.
My friend Flicka.
Jesus, this makes me. Why does this make me so mad?
BFF. Best friend forever.
That's right.
I wish I knew. I really wish because I got too upset.
I know why. It's the same reason I do. Same way a lot of people do. Because it was a stinking horse, and you're reading editorials about this on the front page of the newspaper.
Well, it doesn't belong there.
There's more. Right. Here it is on the Today Show.
NBC's Peter Alexander now on the horse no one will ever forget.
Oh, God. Yes, I will.
Yes, we will.
I couldn't pick him out of a lineup.
Right.
One horse is another horse. You put the horse next to Sheryl Crow. I'd say one of them is a pretty good singer, and one of them had a broken leg.
Our lives, are they that pathetic?
Yes.
Apparently so.
Are they that pathetic that this is what passes for a real tragedy in America?
We got to know.
Meanwhile, there's this little thing called the war. For Christ's sake, and they put this on the front page. Way to go. Because he never lied to us, Sally Jenkins.
Well, why don't we elect him president then?
There you go.
Why don't we elect the horse president? The horse wouldn't have gotten us into Iraq.
The horse obviously would bring everyone together, like Barbaro did.
And they are off in the...
Barbaro was a champion straight out of the gate. First dominating last year's Kentucky Derby.
They're coming to the finish, and it is all Barbaro.
And excuse me, I am not the biggest horse fan in the world. Didn't Barbaro kind of come out of nowhere to win the Kentucky Derby? So it's not like he had...
Won by 7 lengths.
But he did not have a string of win after win after win after win, right?
You know what my answer to that is? I have no idea.
Not a long career.
Because you know what? Like everybody in America, we might pay attention to the Kentucky Derby.
Maybe.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. The majority of people really, not every single race.
Don't care.
He only had 6 starts.
Yeah, 6 races.
6 races in his lifetime.
That would be, he came out of nowhere.
He won 1 out of 6.
And they said, because he won the Derby by such a distance, they said, hey, because he did so well against the rest of the field, he's got a shot at the Triple Crown.
Right.
Great.
That's what I remember.
Now maggots are eating his brains out. And Sally Jenkins is writing about him like he was our greatest president.
Actually, not maggots yet. I don't think they've picked a place to plant him yet.
Oh, I hope they put, I put him in a people cemetery.
Yeah.
I think not in a horse cemetery.
Take about 8 people's plots.
That's true.
Why don't you put him in Arlington Cemetery?
We should.
Because he's so beloved and everything.
National hero, sure.
Yeah. See how members of our country who have had family members killed in the war feel about having a dead horse next to them.
No, I heard they're going to bury him, I think, at Churchill Downs with some other horse race winners.
Right.
Fine. If that's what, you know, and then people go, let him go there.
So be it.
You know what you do? You do what Joe Pesci did. And Goodfellas. Really.
Just clean it up.
Yeah.
Then suffering a career-ending break at the Preakness last May.
His right hind leg appears to have been substantially injured.
The young colt captured
And every time we...
Here, incidentally, is the reason people care.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the magic tube,
right,
the box.
Nice music.
Because everybody's going, oh, I'm supposed to be sad. You know, throw Ann Curry in there.
And every time that I hear this type of coverage, I keep thinking, what if they did it about Joe T when he broke his leg?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Theismann. Hold on, let me try it with Joe's right here.
Yeah,
in diagnosing the public's unreasoning love for Joe Theismann, maybe it came down to the fact he never lied to us. Oh, well, all right, that doesn't work. We idealized him, but the fact is we could have used a happy ending for Joe Theismann.
Oh, Joe's had a few happy endings in his day.
We got to know Joe. We saw him blast through the starting gate, shake off the violent encounter. We saw him fall. We saw him wobble from a barn with Cass on both right side legs.
I remember that.
We saw the limb.
Both of his right side legs.
The appetite. Joe Theismann's bright eyes. We saw what was left of one hoof. It looked like a peg. Another reason the loss felt so heavy is because we've had pro football players as animals. A few pro football players are cowards. No, come on, please. Here's more of this thing. Right. Anyway, it's much the same coverage that you got at ESPN when Joe Theismann had his leg broken by Lawrence Taylor in that famous play.
Almost yeah, and sadder. I think that really...
Except Joe Theismann is a guy, is a man, is a human being.
This is an animal, but I think this particular piece you're playing right now gives me... this is the reason why, because people... Hey, it's on the TV!
...and imaginations, then for 8 months carried their hearts on his injured hind legs.
I'd like now for all of us... to say a prayer for Barbaro and
for
those that have loved him so much.
Many of them who had never seen a race.
It wasn't one thing that you can put your finger on and say, this is why everybody loves Barbaro.
Except you're retarded.
It was one thing. It was the unrelenting media coverage.
Right.
Because they created this story.
How many of you dope sent sugar cubes up there?
Manufactured all of it.
Please. You know who's happy? The carrot growers.
Of course.
Christ.
Not anymore, Don.
Hi, Barbaro.
Hello.
The cumulative effect was that the people just absolutely were crazy about this horse.
Barbaro recovered from an injury most horses never survive, thanks to a lengthy operation last spring where surgeons put 27 screws in his leg.
Every day that goes by is great.
But this weekend, the doctor witnessed a significant setback, and yesterday it was decided to put the four-year-old horse down.
He was just a different horse. You could see he was upset.
Joe was just a different player. We had to put down Joe Theismann.
Oh, my God.
He was
upset.
That was the difference. And it was more than we wanted to put through.
Oh, you pussy. Shut up. Is this what our country has come to now?
Yes. Yes.
This is it?
This is it.
A horse that won one race.
Uh-huh. And I hate to get back to it, but, I mean, you know, nobody even is aware of the numbers that are coming over from Iraq. Nobody's even aware of that.
Don't even know, and they don't
want to
know.
Nobody's even aware of that, but they put a goddamn horse on the cover of the paper.
That's why they embrace stories like this, so they don't have to think about it.
It's absurd. Mike and Buzz, if I could tell you, it reminds me of that wonderful movie Seabiscuit.
Yes.
When we lived in a simpler time.
Oh, God.
This animal represents everything that's good. He didn't like hip-hop.
He didn't lie.
He didn't like gangs. He didn't like young toughies that didn't talk to their moms and pops without the proper respect.
I liked everybody.
He loved the song God Hates Fags.
Jesus Christ.
Barbara.
His owners agreed it was the right thing to do.
Grief is the price we all pay.
And that's a word that I always think is very important as well. His owners.
Yeah, his owners.
How much?
That says it right there.
How much say did Barbaro have in this?
Right.
You know? His owners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, really, if you want to get to the real core of it that'll piss off all the racing people, he doesn't have that problem. If he's out, like, scampering around in a field.
True.
No. Know,
he really does it.
Right.
I mean, if he gets there, I mean, I have nothing against horse racing.
Right. Just let him go.
Why not? But, I mean, when, you know, come on.
Right.
Let him go in the backyard.
I mean, the horse doesn't break down unless you're, you know.
Unless you push it.
Racing him.
Right.
Just do like you do with a dog you don't like. Mm-hmm. Just drive him out to the middle of nowhere and just say, okay, get out of the car, Barbaro. Mm-hmm. That's it. Go knock on someone else's door. Get out of here.
For love.
Barbaro's legs made him a star, but his fight to survive made him a legend. His trainer's best memory?
The Kentucky Derby when...
Jesus. You know,
it's the only memory.
It also seems to me that it doesn't take much to become a legend.
No, it doesn't.
All you got to do is win a goddamn race one time and
you're
a legend.
And then shatter your leg in the next race.
That's it, Jesus Christ.
It just makes me mad.
They shoot horses, don't they? There's a reason for that.
Good movie.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Why would they have a scholarship in the name of Barbaro when we have, you know, fallen soldiers daily?
Right.
Why don't we put a scholarship up for each one of those?
You know what? I think we could
even...
This
is a really huge spotlight on what's wrong with this country
mm-hmm,
right now.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. This particular... And I saw it on every... It was everywhere. It was on the... You know, in the Washington Post, it was in three different sections of the newspaper.
Yeah, it was like that. The New York Times as well. The
LA
Times. Everywhere. All the newscasts.
I mean, I know it's a news story.
The lead story today.
He's a Kentucky Derby winner that breaks his leg, can't win the Triple Crown. That's it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon, gentle people. How are you today?
What's happening?
Hey, you know, I just want to know, at what point does a horse become an athlete? I mean, like Mike said, the horse had no choice. He was a beast.
If you hold on 1 second, and I believe I said that as well.
Yeah, you said that. I didn't say that.
Credit. People always say, whenever I say anything halfway smart, you always get credit for it. But I'm all right with that, because you're smarter than me.
I've always been all right with that.
And now I forgot what I was going to say. God damn it.
Why don't you say what you're thinking? God damn me.
No, not God. No, not at all. No.
You get plenty of credit for
saying
smart things.
No. Yeah, I know. I had a brain fart. I've really.
Have you been knocked off the tracks right now?
Yeah, this is like when we played Match Game yesterday. Now I really thought I had something that was.
Was it about a horse being an athlete?
Thank you, Rob.
Mm-hmm. See, that's why he's a sponge.
Right.
Thank you, Rob.
And that throws me off track when you compliment him.
No, hold on. He made me remember what I was going to say.
Horses.
Do you remember when ESPN had their 50 greatest athletes of the 20th century?
Right.
And they made Secretariat like number 8 or number 9.
Uh-huh.
And we did get into a big discussion that time on the show, mm-hmm. is a horse really an athlete? And I think we had the same discussion back then, that he's like a slave.
Yeah.
Right. The horse doesn't have a choice in if he's going to run or not, right?
Well, yeah, I think if you put the horse down as a great horse. Yeah, I mean, who can argue there are great horses
right.
in horse racing?
And he was.
But even with, and I hate to say this, and I don't know a lot about the sport,
But do you judge based on one Kentucky Derby win the greatness of this horse?
I would think not.
I don't think you can.
Not a track record.
I mean, as people said, you know, I really do believe that the reason this horse is labeled a legend by the media is because the media is so happy that they were able to create this legend.
Right. And perpetuate it.
You know, it sucks.
The media is a big hungry machine and must be fed.
Yeah. And I hate saying the media because it makes me sound like Bill O'Reilly.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Media.
Hello.
Ludicrous.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, I'm talking about beating a dead horse, huh?
Are we beating a dead horse?
Jesus.
That's funny.
Hey, Don, I heard he's going to make a guest appearance on the Final Sopranos episode also. He's going to be in Tony Soprano's bed.
Do a cameo.
Would that be nice? And tonight, Barbaro's head.
In his final appearance.
Jesus Christ. It's just a drag. I don't know why it bothered me so much. I really don't.
When the announcer said, here comes Barbaro. It's pretty special.
A special horse that made a nation of fans believe.
And exactly what did he make those people believe,
what
Mike?
What did we believe?
He made us all believe that, oh boy, wouldn't you love to see him put a camera out there in front of, like, the average person, especially the people that are putting flowers down, and they say, he made me believe that by watching TV and eating donuts that I'm going to cry because I'm really not, I don't care about the horse, I'm crying because I'm fat.
You know exactly what they'd say. They'd say, he'd made me believe that anything is possible when you work hard.
Right, and that you persevere no matter what life throws at you, and if you're stupid, they'll put you to sleep.
I learned from Barbaro that if you have a lot of flies by your ass, it's good to have a really long tail.
You know, I was thinking only one thing about that horse.
What?
That it seems to me, I guess because of the horse's injuries, he was never able to get the real prize, which was, you know, for any horse. And this is where I really do believe. Yeah. Those horses that are race champions get to go out to stud. I can't think of a, you know, what a prize at the end of the day. Better than a sugar cube, better than a carrot.
Yeah. Get laid.
You know, couldn't you have brought somebody in to him, like a mare? Is it a mare? Is that a female horse? A filly. A filly, right? You bring a filly in.
Oh, Mike, come on. Let's be exotic. Bring a woman in.
Well, I've seen that on film.
So have I.
That probably would have been easier.
Wouldn't that have gotten the stuff that they want?
They could do that. They've done that, too.
Would have been handy.
I know.
And more than handy.
I know.
It would be mouthy.
Mouthy.
It'd be mouth.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
We've all seen that.
Yes, we
didn't somebody show it to us here?
We've seen it together.
I think we might have seen it on one of them movies.
Well, the 8mm.
One of them movies.
Jesus. Barbaro.
I could
so
get
long. In appreciation. That's what killed me when they put that in the Washington Post today. When you have a dignitary die, somebody who has shaped the lives of millions of people, really done something for mankind, you normally see a wonderful obit, and I always liked it, that it says, in appreciation. Yeah. I thought it's kind of a nice thing. And when I saw that over the horse thing, I was just...
Did you see, he almost did that like a horse, as a matter of when they had the little picture of him as well on the front page, it said, Barbaro, a tribute, yes. Turn to page C1.
Right.
As if him being on the front page, top fold, was not enough.
And they have to put more in there so they can write the flowery speeches on how he touched our lives. He didn't.
He didn't.
I'm right. Sorry.
Here we go. Here's the life that was touched. Barbaro's racing record was 5-5. He earned... $750,000.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
He could have earned so much more.
Where's your legend now?
Yeah.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
He would be good to pull a cart. He could be like at the petting zoo. He could be the old mare or the old, he was not a mare, but the old horse that pulls kids around.
If it was like Kramer, if you fed him beefarini, he'd fart. Yeah, remember that great episode?
That is a fantastic
Seinfeld
one.
Seinfeld, isn't it Kramer? That's the
he's
the horseman.
Yeah, he's got the top hat on. And he felt you're right. He fed him something like beefaroni. That awful, awful horse farts.
Terrible.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah,
now, there's a great horse.
Right. Yes,
that horse was a good horse.
Yeah, because they trained him on the show to fart.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to say two things.
Yes, sir.
First thing is, hello. And the second thing is, thank you so much for bringing us Ed McMahon. He brightened my day.
Thank you.
Now Ed should get an appreciation.
Yeah. No, I'm
Ed,
not.
I mean, when Ed's time comes, right. You know, you throw Ed on the front page of the style section. There's somebody who's influenced.
Ed McMahon's death is not for the sports pages. The loss of Ed McMahon's life is unsettling for two reasons.
Yep. Ed's not dead. I want to tell everybody that.
One, we got to know Ed. Right. We saw him blast through the starting gate. We saw him wobble from a barn with casts on both right side legs.
Wow.
We saw what was left of one hoof. It looked like a peg.
In appreciation. That's right.
Dead McMahon.
There it is.
Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hey, the only thing sad about Barbaro dying is he could have had a wonderful career in Tijuana, retirement career.
Tijuana.
He was trying to get Buzz to say
Tijuana, sir.
Getting Buzz to say
and really,
Tijuana.
If we're going to be accurate, isn't it really a donkey? Isn't that really? Aren't those shows for donkeys?
Donkey. Yeah, you are right, sir.
That's right.
You are correct, sir. Mm-hmm.
But I think we did see that film might have been a horse.
Oh, it was a horse.
Yeah, sure.
I remember the woman had blonde hair.
You can't not look.
No,
you really couldn't
try
to look
away.
You
now, where's that collection? Horses Across America.
Wow.
That's a video.
Well,
God.
I bet it's out there.
Oh, it is.
Wouldn't it be great to watch it Friday when we're having our absinthe Super Bowl show?
Oh, my God. We'd enjoy that.
On Friday?
We would be laughing, like unhinging our jaws laughing.
Could somebody please get us the video of the woman having sex with a horse?
Because then, then we unhinge our jaws because, you know, with the absinthe,
oh my God,
all inhibitions will be gone. We'll stare and play it again and again and again.
Oh, my God. Can we please get the video of a woman having sex with a horse?
Mm-hmm.
Is that too much to ask for our Super Bowl party? For goodness sakes. That'll make the party, Mike.
Happy Super Bowl.
Boy, that'll make it.
In appreciation.
Well, let me see. Every single line is ringing. I bet it's halfway. Hey, guys, wait, was it half Barbaro and half 24? Hello?
Joe?
Yes.
Thank you, Joe.
I guess that would be 50-50.
All right, so we'll figure out when we come back.
All right.
Okay.
I think you've tapped into something with this 24, too.
Clearly.
I don't think we're alone in drifting away from it.
You know, and I thought a lot about it, too, because it's like putting all your chips in. Because mm-hmm. It's not like the bluff that I was making last year with American Idol. This is... For me, this is serious business.
This is a gamble.
You know, I almost called you up last night
mm-hmm.
to ask you, do you think the show's starting to suck a little bit?
It was so funny because, I mean, I was arguing with Carla at the beginning of it because she really didn't care whether we watched it or not. And right. Then when we got into it, at the very end, I'm like, ugh, I have to agree because it was just nothing.
Blah.
And they bring the father in a total miscast as the father. Father should have been a tough guy. Instead, he's this nerdy, stork-looking guy.
He's
a great
son.
Actor. He's
yeah,
been
yeah.
in a lot of good
like
stuff.
Yeah.
He's my son.
He's my son. And yeah. then, the you know, who are they making the evil villain? You know, a guy that looks like Humpty Dumpty.
Jack should have kept the bag on that guy's face. Now,
that was good stuff.
There would have been a payoff there.
Yep.
And maybe I wouldn't have jumped ship if, in fact, Jack had kept the bag over his brother's face.
Mm. And, you know... It's always suspend disbelief. That's what you've always said about 24. But in this case, it's just nothing really happening.
Well, you're going to have at least
and you know, you become
week, right?
you become more aware of the BS on 24 when it's really not action packed. When it's jam packed with all sorts of stuff going on, crazy stuff.
You're
you
right.
forget that you have
let
to
let it go.
When right. it's mellow, you
True.
Go, yeah, he's really going to get that lady to resign by showing her a piece of paper.
We got to break. The last thing. I'm not trying to be a last word freak. For goodness sakes, the indictment of how bad that was last night. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed CSI Miami more last night,
wow. And that was a repeat.
Yes.
Wow.
It was a repeat.
Yep.
It sure
one of the better
sure
ones,
was.
Too.
It was a good repeat, though.
Yeah. I have one question.
Yes.
Do they really have hotties on the toll bridges in Miami?
Yeah,
have you ever seen that? I've never seen that.
Constantly. They all look like Broomhilda. Like with big noses and those big bumps on their noses.
Like these are Hooters girls on the toll takers. I didn't get it. It's a nice touch.
I wish. Isn't it, and that's the fantasy that the tourist board of Florida wants you to think.
Right.
Yeah. Somebody may be, there might be an area where they're, you know, going to a particular, like, wealthy island where they happen to have, yeah. like, young, nubile women there. I mean, who knows?
Where is that, for God's sakes? Mm-hmm. No, nowhere we've been in Florida.
Not that I've
not
seen.
Not at Fort Myers.
Not coming off Alligator Alley.
Hold on, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.